Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A great decision from the Kentucky Court of Appeals that recently ruled in favor of a Christian business, Hands-On Originals, and its managing owner. This particular organization, I should say, refused to print T-shirts for the 2012 Lexington Pride Festival because the owner, Blaine Adamson, disagreed with the shirt's message of pride in being gay. Well, he was ultimately the target of a so-called human rights complaint. And this case now went up to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals ruled in the favor of this Christian-owned business. So this is a great new development. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. So Matt, this is a case that went the right way, which sided with a Christian-owned business called Hands-On Originals that did not want to participate in forced speech, which would have forced the Christian owner, Blaine Adamson, to support the message that there is pride in being gay.
Yeah, and you know, my friend Brian Fisher with American Family Radio, American Family Association, wrote a great column on this where he pointed out, he said, what do we call forced labor? When somebody is forced against their will to engage in labor services for somebody else, what do we call that? Well, you call it slavery. And every case like this involving a baker or a florist or a printer or a photographer where they say, I cannot use my artistic expression to endorse a message or an event that violates my conscience. To have the government come down and say, no, you must do that. You must engage in this labor on behalf of this individual. It is the government reintroducing slavery into our nation. And it's ironic, isn't it, that their attempts here, the Urban County Human Rights Commission, to reintroduce slavery would happen in the Deep South, in Kentucky.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is different. I mean, he did not refuse to serve the group, which was the Lexington Gay and Lesbian Services Organization. He didn't refuse to serve them because of their choice of lifestyle, but he objected to spreading their message, as you stated, Matt, was pride in being gay. That he could not do, you know, which conflicted with his sincerely held religious beliefs.
Yeah, this is a person who, according to the information, had already served people who identify as LGBT, if
right.
you will. He wasn't saying he's not going to provide you services, but
they serve all people. They just can't promote all messages.
He's not going to promote the message. And so
right.
this particular group called the Lexington's Gay and Lesbian Services Organization, the GLSO, went to Hands-On Originals, and no doubt they probably targeted him because they probably knew he was a Christian. They went to him and said, we want you to print these T-shirts for the 2012 Lexington Pride Festival, and it has in there about celebrating being prideful in being so-called gay. And that's a message he cannot identify with. If someone came to him and they wanted to print something that ultimately had his backing and his talents, that said that certain races are inferior or some other kind of racial information, he would have a right to say, no, I can't be a part of that forced speech. The 2-1 decision of the appeals court, they ultimately ruled that there was no evidence that he discriminated against anyone or refused any individual the full and equal enjoyment of the goods, services, facilities, privileges, advantages, and accommodations it offered to everyone else. But what it was is he did not want to be forced to speak something that was contrary to his values. And that's a pretty simple, easy distinction the Court of Appeals cited in his favor. So this is a good decision.
Right. And it shows that, you know, his heart. I mean, he even referred them to another printer. They eventually got the shirts for free, but they still opted to file this complaint.
That's right. Yeah. He referred them to another printer. I can't do it because I can't be a part of that message. Now, you want me to print a birthday card or
right.
you know, something else. Sure, he'll do that because he's not going to deny business He's not going to ask you, well, are you homosexual or not? He's not going to ask those kinds of questions. But when the print copy comes to him and it has a message on it, it's pretty obvious. I can't identify with that message, whether it's this LGBT message or a racial message or an anti-Semitic message. I'm not going to print that. Go someplace else. And here's another printer, by the way, that you might check out. But yeah, no, they filed a complaint against him instead.
They're using what we call lawfare. They're trying to persecute this individual. You know, you will be made to care. This is an attempt to quash all dissent from the LGBT agenda. And this is why I often use the term homofascism in terms of describing the organized homosexual activist lobby, these pressure groups that use lawfare and conflate discrimination with free expression and try to say, no, this is discrimination, when they know darn well that we're talking about specific speech, specific language, specific artistic talents that endorse or support a message that violates one's conscience. I would not go in and demand that a homosexual printer print t-shirts that say marriage is between a man and a woman only. You know, if I went into a homosexual printer said, no, I'm not going to print that, would it make any sense for me to sue them to try to force them to print that? Of course not. I would not presume to try to force them to violate their conscience, to engage in slavery as my slave, to be forced to produce labor for me against their will.
Yeah, it just makes common sense. And the concurring opinion by Judge Deborah Lambert said that Hands-On Originals is protected by the Kentucky's Religious Freedom Restoration Statute, and that Adamson has the right under the law to operate his business consistently with his sincerely held religious beliefs. So it's a great decision. Common sense, frankly. It makes no sense for these others, like this New Mexico court some years ago regarding the wedding photographer who did not want to perform her talents to promote a same-sex ceremony. And she said, I don't discriminate against people because they're homosexual, but I can't participate in a message that celebrates something that's contrary to my religious beliefs. So I'm not going to discriminate on the basis of race, but I'm also not going to create a photo album memorial to celebrate a KKK racial rally or an anti-Semitic rally. Unfortunately, in her case, the Mexico Supreme Court majority said, no, it's discrimination if you refuse to participate in a message. And there's a big difference. So this Kentucky Court of Appeals got it right. There's a big difference between discriminating against someone versus refusing to participate in a message or something that sends a message like this. Print of a t-shirt, photographing, flowers, all those kinds of things. They fall in the message category.
Right. Or speaking of Kentucky, the same thing with our client, Kim Davis.
Right.
She is not discriminating against homosexuals or lifestyle, but because she is a Christian, she cannot sign her name to a same, quote unquote, sex marriage license.
Gives it validity.
Excellent.
And so she stood up. She was willing to go to jail, and she did for 6 days. And fortunately, a new governor was elected. A legislature read the tea leaves and unanimously passed a law that exempts these clerks like Kim Davis. So this is a good news. If you have a situation like this where you have been the target of having your business, whether it's a print business or a wedding photographer or a wedding caterer or floral or whatever it might be, being conscripted in the service of the so-called LGBT agenda against your will to promote a message, give us a call at 407-875-1776. Matt, these kinds of things are continuing to escalate, but this is a good decision that puts a pause on this agenda, at least in this case.
And I'm hoping, you know, that the Religious Freedom Executive Order that President Trump issued recently did not really address this issue. It was a good first step, but we really need an executive order or even legislation that protects people like this individual in Kentucky.
Yes, and this is not only happening here in America, but this issue is happening around the world. There was a Christian baker in Northern Ireland that were found guilty of discrimination for declining to make a cake that included the message, quote, support gay marriage on it. The bakery's profits have increased, but now they have been the targets of large fines over there in Northern Ireland. So stand with us as we continue to stand and advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, marriage, and the family. Go to lc.org, lc.org. Click on our resources page for information on a wide variety of issues. You can also contribute right there online at lc.org. You can call us if you have other questions or need assistance, 407-875-1776 or lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference across the nation.